Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to happy Monday morning. I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner of Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show, and so I'm excited to be coming today to be giving week three review of the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge. And for those of you who have not been following, you've been missing out on learning how to make bolder moves and more powerful decisions so that you can master some of those areas that you've been stuck in so you can live more successfully in 2017. Listen, this is the step into your power year, and that's why I created the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge, so you can do just that. And so I'm so excited to kind of talk about some of the things that we have been going over and been being challenged on, actually, for this past third week. And so it's been such a great week, been getting great feedback. People have been saying how wonderful it has been having a challenge like this that's helping them to step into not only their power, but to become more of who they already are and who they want to be. So I'm going to start off by talking about just giving that review of what I covered last week. You've missed out. You can join in. Just go on to Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching, my Facebook page, and you will find all the previews or the replays of the videos, because I've been doing it on Facebook Live as well as on Twitter. So I want you to follow me there. It is some great information and what I believe is going to transform your life. So listen, last week we talked about being empowered to prosper. And when I talked about being empowered to prosper, I talked about how, you know, we have the power to get wealth and that that wealth is more than just money. You know, a lot of times we think about prospering, we think just about money, and prosperity is more than money. Wealth is more than money. When I think about prosperity, I think about abundance. And so I begin to talk to everyone about what it is to have an abundance in your life, because that's what I believe that God has given us. He came to give us life and that more abundantly. And so when you think about your life, are you experiencing abundance of love and joy and peace? What about friends? What about money? What about health? What about laughter? All of those things are really important and is the substance of what abundance really looks like. If you're not having an abundance of physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, social health and abundance, then you know what? There's something that might be missing in your life. And I talk about how abundance is really about having a surplus of those things, right? And when you have a surplus of those things, it's important for you to know how to use it the right way for the right reason and to help the right people. So, of course, I gave a declaration and for you to be able to say out loud to yourself that you're going to prosper in every area of your life. And then I wanted you to think about, you know, as far as an action step, what area of your life do you have an abundance of some of those things that I mentioned and that you can allow someone else to get the overflow of that in your life? And then we talked about being empowered to be an awesome mom. And I did tell everyone, listen, I'm a mom of three, and I know how it is the hardest job on earth, but yet it can be one of the most rewarding jobs there is. But it takes a lot of unconditional love, understanding, and a lot of patience. You know, but when we think about, you know, the responsibility that we have to shape these little individuals, and mine are two that's grown already, but into world-class citizens. It's a job, and it's not just a job for one. It's a job for a village, as I like to say. And so whether you're married or whether you're single, it still takes other people to be able to speak into the lives of your children and to help them to become everything that they are to become, to stay on the right path, to do the right thing so that they can be and enjoy a prosperous and empowering life. And so I talked a lot about that and how we can't be afraid to ask for help. You know, I know as moms we want to be able to do it all right and do it all perfectly, but that's just not possible. But we can do the best that we can. And so that's where I wanted to take moms off the hook. Do the best that you can and allow other people to share in that responsibility of helping you to raise your kids in the best way that you can. So listen, I had them to do a declaration that says, you know, basically, I am an awesome mom. You have to give yourself credit for that. You're an awesome mom when you are there for your children every day in every way. And that's all that you can do, right? And so it's being able to celebrate the gift of being a mom. And then I talked about writing down some of the things that you love about being a mom, and that's going to help you to reflect and continue to jump in there one more day and still do the best that you can. The next challenge I gave was about being empowered for greatness, and I talked about how greatness is passion made manifest. You know, it's really your truth that's unmasked. And so as I talked about that, I talked about how greatness is in our DNA, and when we think about that we are all created for greatness, really what I was talking about was what Barbara Stanley had said. It's about revealing and owning your own value, your own brilliance, your own power, your own exceptional wisdom, and your unique talents. And so when you can declare for yourself that I'm designed to do great things and to be great at doing it, then you're going to allow that greatness to come out on display and work wonders in your life, right? And so I talked about that in that way of being great. And I think that if we all embrace the greatness that we have in us, we'll be amazed at the things that will be accomplished through us because of that greatness. And then I talked about being empowered to be strong. Listen, who doesn't want to be strong, you know? And I think that being strong physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and socially is really our trademark, especially for women. And it's about being able to master some of those areas and being strong at with a concentrated focus, effort, and patience. Because guess what? Nobody is strong in every area, right? And so that's why it's important for us to be able to recognize that. But here's what I shared with the audience, and I shared with them that strength is also being able to identify an area of weakness in your life. And so once you are able to acknowledge that there's an area that you really do need help in, then you know where to start. And so I talked about, you know, being able to look at some of your behaviors, your thoughts, your actions that you need to change, that you need to work on in order to experience being a strong, empowered woman or man. So the declaration was, first of all, to say to your weakness, listen, I'm strong. I am strong, right? But also what I wanted people to really grab hold of in their hearts and their mind, and that is to say that I'm strong enough to hold my weaknesses and not allow them to define who I am while you're in the process of overcoming them and becoming strong. So every day I was telling them, you know, listen, take an area to disempower, look at your life and disempower an area of weakness in your life by educating yourself. And you can do that in many ways, by reading books, going to conferences, you know, talking to other people, getting a life coach, you know, all of those things that are available, resources that are available to you to help you to do just that. And then I talked about being empowered to be healthy and fit. You know, health is our wealth. And I told them it doesn't matter how much money you have in the world. If you don't have your health, you're still poor. So it's really about recognizing that our health is no longer an option, right? And in order for us to maximize living an optimized life, listen, we got to do something. We've got to change something so that we can be as healthy and as fit as we can. Because guess what, you all? We only get one body to do whatever we're going to do on the planet right now with this body. And so we have to take care of it. And so I gave them a three-point game plan. And basically, it's things that you already know, but But it's about learning how to get a plan, you know, with your exercise and eating and sticking with it, how to get proper rest, and then how to control your stress. Because those are some of the things that causes us to overeat and causes us not to do the things that we need to do in taking care of this body. And I think that if you recognize your body as a temple, you'll be able to honor it more and value it more. So one of the declarations I gave was to say my body is becoming more healthy as I care for it every day. Listen, it's not a once-in-a-while thing. It's an everyday decision. It's a conscious decision to take care of your body. And so, you know, one of the action steps to do was to choose to honor and love your body by feeding it the right kind of foods and moving it every day. And then we talked about being empowered to be powerful. Listen, we are so powerful in our own right, and I think many of us don't even know it. But power is influence, and when you know how to utilize your influence, when first of all, when you're aware of it and own it, but when you know how to utilize it, it can impact and awaken others to their power, right? And so you can awaken them to become, to do, and have what is really divinely their potential, and their inheritance. And so you can't be afraid to access this and use it, right? And when I think about being powerful, I'm thinking about being powerful to stand up for yourself, to stand up for what's right, to tell the truth, to tell your story, to own your own voice, to take the lead in your own life, to value your opinions of yourself more than others, and to give yourself permission just to be yourself, right? Or even to take care of yourself or stand up for your faith in God and even to know your worth, to know that you're more precious than gold. So I talked about that, and I shared the poem that Marianne Williams had written about our deepest fears, that we are powerful beyond measure. I think that we are powerful beyond measure, and we can't even imagine just how powerful we are. But definitely playing it small and shrinking is not going to allow that power to come forth. And so one of the declarations that I gave is to know and to say, I am powerful. And guess what? I know for me, I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's a powerful statement, and that's a powerful way to live, and to know that you don't have to back down off of your power, because that power has been invested in you by God. And then, you know, one of the things is just to show up powerful. Be your powerful self and to show up powerful in everything that you say and do. And then the last thing I talked about was being empowered to be vulnerable. Listen, it's important for us to be able to be transparent, to be real, right? And to take down the guards and to really show people who you really are, whether it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, of course, we have to use discernment, and we have to use wisdom on who we share and show our vulnerable side to, but it's definitely important to do that. See, we all have this thing called humanity, and it's important for us to show up and be able to show other people, listen, I hurt just like you, I have pains, I have situation issues that I'm dealing with just like you, instead of always sending a representative, because the representative is always going to come masked up with no intention to show you who they really are. So, of course, it takes you being hurt, possibly being hurt, taking a risk to be hurt and to be judged when you open yourself up. That's why you have to use wisdom in who you do it with. But it's important for us to know that the strength that we have, there's a strength in vulnerability as well. So you have to know who to trust yourself enough with to show your imperfections and then to challenge yourself to take down those shields that you those shields of protection and share something with someone you never shared before, right? So listen, I hope that today this review, listen, I know there was a lot of stuff that we covered, and I tell you, it was some great stuff, and it's always an opportunity for us to step into our power and to become everything that we were meant to be. So listen, if you want more information, just go on to my website, nashawnturner.com. I have a vision board party coming up this Saturday. If you want to be a part of it, go on to my website and get registered today. It's going to be an awesome time. And listen, I want you guys to join me next week. Next week is the last week of the 31-day empowerment challenge. Well, we got a few more days over that time frame. But listen, I want you to be there. It's going to be powerful. So just go on to Nashawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. And you'll see the videos, and you can join in live with me there, all right? Well, listen, you guys have an empowering week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.